Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You got it! It's time for episode 586 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top five songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have reached checkpoint spring ahead on the road to summer 2022. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, Howard Kramer. What's up, starred?
Hey, man, how's it going?
Good, man. What's up?
How's your spring ahead? I'm having trouble with it.
You are? Why? What's the problem? I think it's the best. It's the best season-related holiday.
Because, like, if you wake up, if you're used to waking up at, you know, 9, suddenly that feels like 8. It just takes some getting used to.
Don't look at the clock. That's all you got to do.
That's the solution.
Yeah, just be attuned to the heavens up there. But it's the only holiday that actually delivers. You know, like, you know, like. Arbor Day, what does that do for you? They don't deliver a tree to your house, but this one, you get something. You get more light.
You get more
light. They deliver
light.
Mine.
Oh my God, who's that? Let's meet our guest. Here she comes now. You know her from the new podcast, Lizzie Cooperman's In Your Hands. She's also headlining down in San Luis Obispo on 325 at Cruiseburg. Give it up for returning chartist, Lizzie Cooperman. Woo! What's up, Lizzie?
Oh, my God. You know what? I didn't know it was daylight savings, and I'm so tired.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? For 2 days, you've just been going with the old schedule?
I just was going by whatever my phone said.
Do you have to be anywhere at any time or anything? Did it throw off any employers or anything?
Well, I'm going to say I had to wait for someone to come and repair my sink. I'm dog sitting right now. I'm staying at a friend's while they fix my sink or something.
Oh, okay. Right
so I on. Think that they were like, he's going to be there between 8:30 and 9:30. So that was actually 7:30, which means I woke up at like 6:45 or something. Damn. So.
You should cut one of the dogs loose. Just to serve them right.
Oh, they're not related. But
I like how you're not even sure what they're fixing at your place.
Yeah.
Well, I moved into a new apartment and they said, we're going to reglaze the sink.
Oh, yeah. Reglaze. I know what that is.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. I've had so many things reglazed over here at the man. I'm actually,
what?
Like bathtubs and sinks, they got to get re-glazed after a while. Like they'll come in and they'll put like a glazed donut. They'll put another coat on it.
Oh, wow.
They'll re-glaze it. They'll re-glaze it. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's like if it gets marked up or something.
Oh, I think I need a re-glaze.
There you go.
In the shower.
Get a re-glaze. They'll come in and then it's like you got a brand new surface.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did it smell like chemicals and stuff when they did that?
So I haven't been back. So they said I have to leave.
Oh, that's
my
your place.
Place.
That's right.
So my friend happened to ask me to dog sit for this really tall, gorgeous cow-like dog.
Cow-like.
One of those big
Dalmatian,
like 4 foot bulldog. Tall dogs.
A bulldog.
A tall white bulldog named Edie. And
there's tall
she
bulldogs?
Sleeps with you.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Is this a psychedelic? You just over there taking ayahuasca?
This is like a Dolly painting.
She's just like, she did, no one even knows she's there. She broke into a house.
It's like this.
Oh, one of those cuties. Yeah.
Yeah, she's really sweet. And last night, so she sleeps in the bed with you. And last night I was having trouble sleeping. And then, you know, just the usual anxiety. And I thought, just remember, you have the opportunity to sleep in a bed with this majestic animal.
Yeah. It's like an
opportunity. It almost feels like a lion or something.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you two are hitting it off.
Thank you. So I haven't seen the reglazing yet.
Right on. Well, we're looking forward to it.
And I'm definitely going to send pics to the show.
What's that?
I'll send pics to the show.
Absolutely. Post them up and we'll see them in the Who Charted Metaverse. Right now, let's get into the music chart. I will now wrap the history of recorded music.
Here we go.
Music. We used to play LPs, 8 tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What's next? NFTs? Tunes. Speaking of NFTs, South by Southwest is going on right now. Lizzie, have you ever played that festival?
I did it a really long time ago. I did an all-women's show.
Right on.
That I was told was part of the festival.
Yeah, yeah. Satellite.
Not sure.
You were up in Travis County, somewhere deep, making local jokes.
Like we said, South by Southwest.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, they're down there now and they're tearing it up. And shout out to our Austin listeners.
What does that have to do with NFTs?
Oh, they're doing, it's just inundated. Like the whole thing is like, it's like the music part hasn't started. It's like the film, video, multimedia conference. It's a whole week that goes before the film and the music.
Okay.
And it's just inundated. Everything is NFTs.
Everything's non-fungible.
Everybody down there is just like all the companies are NFT companies. It's just like,
oh, wow.
You know, that's where you'll see the first wave of it a lot of times is at South by.
Oh, wow. You know? Okay.
Like Gary Vee was running around South by like 10 years ago.
You know? Oh, my God. That's where they had the first magic eye paintings.
Yeah. Really?
No, yeah. I don't know.
Oh, sounds
cool.
I
really believed you.
The first.
Everybody in the audience just glazing over, yeah, like trying to get the magic eye. Hey,
glazing.
Glazing. Hey, Lizzie, tell me about this new podcast you're doing, In Your Hands.
It's so crazy. Okay. So every week I give the audience 2 choices of what I should do with my life next.
I love that.
It comes out every Thursday. They voted my Instagram poll and then I have 24 hours to take action.
Mm.
So,
and,
wow.
I just created the second episode. It's already gone off the rails in such an extreme way because there's so many external influences involved. I'm calling people who work at, you know, companies. I have to ask them for permission, of course.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
So like this week, the pilot episode was called Life Coach or Coach Wallet. So they were going to decide, do I get a life coach or get the wallet? So I had to call the coach.
You decide ahead of time what the 2 choices are?
Yes.
It's not like a producer, because like with Fear Factor, they're going to make you do something hard. Sounds like you're right. You get to pick 2 things you might like.
Well, the thing is, right now, setting up this next episode, I got into something where I'm like, oh, now I'm not going to like this other choice. And I have to talk about that, because in setting it up and talking to people at this business, I'll just give a small spoiler that I was going to try to get a part-time job at this place.
Mm-hmm. And now you have to get the job and you might not want it?
Right. Or it might be harder to get it, even though it's actual like teenagers working there.
Oh my God.
So I've been through a full on rat race already, and I haven't even finished the episode yet. So,
wow.
But for example, for life,
you're
coach,
opening
coach
up
Wallet,
a wormhole.
I had to call, you know, the coach outlet. Then I called a life coach and I talked to him for a long time. This guy says he charges $15,000 for 6 months.
Oh, come on. He's a huckster. That's silly.
Crazy.
That's silliness. Chip and I did a whole little short about a life coach. I played Chip's life coach. I mean, those guys just arbitrarily decide what they're worth. You can't pay some guy that much.
Right, to tell you to like get a daily planner or whatever.
Yeah, just go on TikTok. Those guys are putting up free content on TikTok.
What's funny though is this podcast, it sounds like your life coach. I mean, your audience is your life coach at this point. So if you go to the life coach, you're getting conflicting advice.
It's such a cool idea.
I love
it. Thank you. I'm really excited about it because sometimes I think, oh, I'm just not making enough choices. I'm just not taking enough action, and some of them will be like sillier than others, but you know, or a silly one matched with a more serious option.
Yeah, it'll force action.
Yes. So it's already.
I think it's a great idea. I can tie it back in with NFTs because Mila Kunis just put out her own. It's like an animated TV show, and anyone who owns the NFTs will be able to decide on the fate of the characters. Oh, so wow. It's like it's a choose your own adventure in that kind of sense as well.
Crazy.
The gimmicks, it's called.
So do you have to live with these choices for a while or is it like a week at a time?
I'm kind of living. I mean, they said go to a life coach or get a coach wallet. And I've already done that thing.
Yeah.
That I'll reveal on Thursday.
Check it out on Thursday. Where can they go for this podcast? In your hands.
So it's called Lizzie Cooperman's In Your Hands, L-I-Z-Z-Y. And it's on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Look for it there.
I know one of those is pretty controversial, but it sure will appear wherever, there.
Wherever you can get your podcasts.
Which one's controversial?
Spotify. Wow. Oh, I'm so gullible.
It's okay. Hey, you know, Snoop Dogg just pulled Doggy Style and The Chronic off of Spotify.
Really?
Yeah.
He has power over The Chronic?
Wow.
He probably came to a deal with Dre, you know?
Yeah.
But he's got Death Row now. It's going to be an NFT music label. So now it's going to force people into NFTs. You won't be able to listen to The Chronic.
Wow.
Unless you buy a CD copy on eBay.
Wow.
Hey, let's get into our music chart. What are we looking at this week?
All right. We're dipping back into the Shazam chart.
Oh, interesting.
So, oh, my God. Okay.
Because I looked at the
Is that app- panic you listen?
No, can I just tell you something really quick, though?
Yeah.
I went to my favorite coffee shop in the Valley because there are tons of electrical outlets there. And
it's a good reason.
Don't
good
tell
ventilation.
Don't blow up the spot.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you guys later. So, and it's 24 hours.
Okay. So if you need to plug something in at 4 a.m.
Right on.
They got you.
Exactly. So I was in line, but I had already put my bag on my chair and I had my phone on it. And a song came out that sounded almost like an electronic version of like Squid Game. Squid Games, is it plural? Squid Games.
Tweet out us live, gang. Let us know.
But it was like dun 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 dun, and I was like, I need to go back and Shazam the song. But the line was too long, and I was in the middle of it.
No, ain't that the way of it? Wow.
And by the time I got to the register, I said, "Do you know what song this is?" And it was like dun dun, and then it just ended.
That's it. It could be lost forever.
Maybe.
Unless you go back, is it on there? Are they playing like a mix over there?
I asked her. She was like, I don't know. She seemed like she'd been through something.
Yeah. the baristas and stuff usually don't care about the music that much. They've tuned it out.
Her sleeves were torn.
There was a slashing in the Starbucks.
Right.
All right. Yeah, what do we got?
All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is Lauren Spencer Smith with Fingers Crossed.
Trying to fix you and all your daddy issues, but now I don't even miss you anymore. So I want all the tears back that I cried. All the hours spent giving advice on how to write your song.
This guy was duplicitous.
Yes. The ultimate curse. Crossing your fingers.
These kids are angry. You give them musical equipment and they have the same gripes as back in the day. Somebody did them wrong.
Universal.
Yeah. Was that wasn't the song you heard, Lizzie? I mean, we might get lucky. We might wind up playing this. Yes,
I'm really hoping it's somewhere here in the mix. That girl, that voice did sound like there was some musical theater training.
Yeah.
She was in Wicked, a production of Wicked.
Yeah,
exactly. Regional. She went, she did the Ohio leg.
Right.
Wicked. Jeez. Hey.
The Shazam chart always makes sense in this way where it's like, that was so in your face. And something I haven't heard before that you would, even if you don't like it, like Shazam it.
You know, what is
this? What is this? Like,
oh, yeah.
Blasting.
Are you supposed to know this? Yeah.
All right. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is Imagine Dragons with Enemy.
I'm searching to behold the stories that
I this is the one
told.
Chip picked. This is Colt.
Oh, yeah.
Colt picked.
Was smiling when I turned.
It's like synth rock, or like, you know what I mean? Like the guy's playing studio games. This is like a song what's that a cappella group?
Pentatonix.
Oh, Pentatonix.
Yeah, you'd be like Pentatonix would cover this.
Yeah.
That little weird one would be doing that.
It sounds like they're trying to scare you with the song or something, but it's like it's not scary. It's very like PG-13.
Yeah, it's like Oompa Loompas, like just trying to throw a cautionary thing at you.
Yeah. Like Oompa Loompas. They're just kind of sliding towards you.
Yeah.
There's like a sliding feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't eat too much of that chocolate.
I imagine dragons coming at you like tiptoeing and trying to scare you and just you shrugging it off.
It is interesting. Shit. Another theme is, because one of the lines is like, everyone wants to be my enemy.
Yeah.
That's kind of a universal
complex.
Haters is a tale old as time.
Yeah. That's a big like DJ Khaled thing. Like they don't want to see me eating this cheeseburger. You know? And then he's like out in his backyard.
They said I could never do it.
Yeah, they said I could never do it. Imagined straw men. Imagined villains.
Right. All right. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Oh wow. This is Kevin Gates featuring Juicy J, Thinking With My Dick.
Oh, man.
Three in the face, but she's super thin. I'm just thinking with my dick. My shit dumb.
My shit dumb.
I'm just thinking with my dick. My shit dumb. With my line on my mind, VIP going mad. Bands make a dance with a bag full of Zans. Got my Vans in advance, acting bad on them tabs. Pants cost a grand, put that ass in my hands. Got a bag full of cash. She a model, I'm a killer. Seen them not.
Interesting.
There you go.
Sounds very like 90s rap in a way.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Very like ludicrous, you know, like just coming at you.
Right.
Yeah, kind of the song. I feel like if it came out and I was like dancing, I'd be like, can I keep dancing to this? Okay, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, yeah. I might be encouraging bad behavior.
Right, right.
Kevin Gates.
Really give me pause.
Have we heard of Kevin Gates before?
I've seen him. He's actually on TikTok a lot. He's like gets interviewed a lot, but he's like he's got tattoos on his face. He's from Memphis and
Bill
he's
Gates.
Pretty interesting guy.
Is it Bill Gates' brother?
I am not sure if he's must be on Melinda's side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tat faces.
But he's he like, thinks with his
yeah.
He thinks with his face.
That's what happens when you think with your dick, you get a face tattoo.
Right. Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
You know where to put it.
Be careful about that, yeah. If you go down that road, it could suck your brains out. Yeah,
the dick wants the tattoo as far away from it as possible.
Yeah, put it up there.
Put it way up there.
It's dick preservation.
All right, coming in number two.
Number two.
Oh, this is interesting. This is an oldie. Nirvana, Something in the Way.
I heard about this that crazy. Nirvana was like in the top of the charts again. This must be always a re-release. Something in the way. Something in the way. They were so uplifting, that's something people forget. Just kidding.
This was definitely the most depressing song on that album.
It was?
Oh, yeah. I remember, like, you know, at that time wearing Nevermind out, and it was like, I think this was the last song or something. You're just right. Like, damn, really feel
I
it.
Like that. I say, you know, put the slow stuff at the end.
Yeah.
Don't get in the way in the front. Were you big into Nevermind and all that?
Yes. I love this song.
Yes, it is good. It's a great song, but it's, dark as hell. Why is it trending again? TikTok or something?
I think that album got re-released. I don't know, but it is strange. Like, that album's just back to the top.
The baby's on TikTok now, so.
Yeah. Yeah, the baby's, like, doing, like, swim pranks and pool pranks and stuff.
He's like, well, I'm not selling life insurance.
Oh, here's the answer.
Okay.
It's in the Batman, that song.
Oh, that song's in Batman.
Wow. Okay.
Interesting.
So they really are just trying to take the Batman as dark as possible.
Yeah. That's going to piss Scorsese off even more. Or, yeah, Scorsese.
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 Which one did he direct?
Scorsese? No, he came out against the Marvel movies. He thinks they're all the same.
Yeah.
This is the equivalent, though, because Scorsese is always the one using the old Stones songs.
Exactly, yeah, it's true.
So now it's the new age. Like, Nirvana is like the Stones now. It's
the Stones.
Classic rock.
It's being his own techniques are being used against him.
Yeah, exactly. That's really interesting, though, that song is back in some way. That's crazy. Yeah. Well, all right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
This is Lotto with Big Energy. In the bank, I like what I see. Yeah. A boss like you need a boss like me. Uh-huh. Daddy from the street, so he move low key. Tryna rock that mic like karaoke. Uh-huh. On the count of three, bad bitch, you get money. Broke niggas to the left, we don't want it. A Tom Tom Club. You hate, but they can't get past. Pretty face, no waste, and a big old ass. Bad bitch, I could be a fantasy. I could tell you got big, deep energy. I think anything that samples a song, like every decade, we're probably going to see a new song that samples that. And it's always going to work. Like, people just like that beat. So it's always going to be popular.
Yeah.
You know?
The new kids will always think it's a new beat until they find out. So, yeah. Lizzie, you performed actually this past week.
Yes.
At
it was
Comedy
so fun.
At Chaplin.
Yeah. What a night. It was really fun.
That sounds like you don't remember it.
No, I do. I just remember I thought I had all this new material, and then I got there and it escaped my mind. You know?
I thought you were, I heard a bunch of new stuff.
Oh, good. Okay. I do have some new jokes, but then on the way home, I was like, oh, I had this. And like, you know, you start thinking about the things that.
Well, that's what speed round is for. We have a big expanded speed round at the end of the show for people to do jokes that they forgot.
Oh yeah, actually I did.
Really?
Oh, no, I ran on stage when you were there and I said that I killed President Taft or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's one of your new ones. Well, right on. Come check out that show Wednesday nights at 8:30, and we'll be right back with the movie chart. My name is H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with my guest, Lizzie Cooperman, and
Brett Morris.
And this is the movie chart.
Movies, they're just like tweets. They release them constantly. Most of them we don't need to see. But when you get a good one, ooh-wee. Movies.
Check out The Lost City with Sandra Bullock and Tatum O'Neill. What's his name?
Channing Tatum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Channing Tatum on.
Is he named after Carol Channing, I wonder?
Yeah. His parents were Carol Channing and Tatum O'Neill. Why he's such a dancer.
Why are you plugging this movie?
I want to give companies the idea. You know, your ad goes here. Check out The Lost City with Sandra Bullock and Tatum O'Neill on 325.
These are like the trailer. This is like the trailers before our trailers.
Yeah, exactly.
If they check that out, they'll miss me at Cruiseburg in San Luis Obispo.
Oh, yeah. Before you do that, before you even think about going to see Lost City, check out Lizzie Cooperman live at Cruiseburg, San Luis Obispo, 325.
Have you played there before?
No.
College crowd, I gotta imagine.
Oh, it's gonna be sick. I have an idea, for episode 3. Should I go to see Lost City with Bullock and Tatum O'Neill or go do my gig in Cruiseburg?
Skip it. Okay.
All right.
Note taken. Thank you.
Okay, let's take a look at this week's movie chart.
Let's do it. Coming in at number 5.
Number 5.
Spider-Man No Way Home.
Ever since I got bit by that spider, I've only had 1 week where my life has felt normal.
Anti-spider, I'm down with that.
Yeah. Lizzie, you've been to the movies since this pandemic?
I didn't like what I just saw.
Okay, go for it.
We don't need that kind of exposition.
Yeah, we know the story, Spider-Man. Yeah. It's been like 70 years.
They're still doing the pilot. Yeah, we get it.
You know what the last movie I saw was? What, the girl from the chess movie, but she's in a new movie.
Queen's
Audrey
Gambit.
Audrey Tattoo.
From Queen's Gambit, but she's in a movie called something down to Last Night in Soho.
Yeah. Good one. Is that in our countdown?
No, it's not.
No, okay.
What do you think about that one?
7. 7. Maybe out of 10.
It was a 7.
Yeah, I also didn't understand the title. There was nothing about last night. There was no final night. I just was like,
it's a day movie.
Right.
Does she play a young girl who's brilliant and pretty, or what? Does she switch it up this time?
Oh, that's interesting. She's talented.
This time she's talented.
She's talented. This time she's a fashion designer.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, coming in at number 4.
Number 4.
This is Dog.
They want his dog at the funeral. You do this and you're back in the game. She won't work with anyone. One minute she's good, the next minute she's sending 3 guys.
There's Tatum.
What's up, dog?
And you're going to go on a little road trip.
Easy.
What are y'all so scared of? Smell it out, big time.
I'm telling you right now, if I take my 3 most recent favorite animal videos, dog videos from TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
And put them up against the best scenes in this movie. I'm telling you, there's no way they can You can't write this
no
stuff
competition.
That I'm seeing on TikTok.
Right.
I like that, just that picture that Lizzie held up better than this trailer.
Yeah.
You know, the tall
this
bulldog.
This is kind of peanut butter. What was that peanut butter movie?
Peanut Butter Falcon.
It has that kind of vibe to it.
I'd rather see TikToks of you and that dog in there.
Yeah. Does he have to Regal shoot the dog at the end, Regal. Like old Yeller style?
I think
just
my
the
dog.
The music's upbeat, and then suddenly you hear a gunshot.
Recently, my dog Wally said really what sounded like English words. He said, like, "I don't know," in a very dog voice.
Whoa. You ever see Son of Sam?
I think they're learning.
Summer of Sam, maybe?
Yeah.
Can I say something really quick before we do anything else?
Yeah. We got to move on to another.
I have not respond. I did never laid a finger on President Taft.
Right.
And I'm an animal lover, and I don't want anything bad to happen to the dog in that film.
Right. I'm with you.
Okay.
Hopefully they protected the dog. And you say you've changed your mind. You're no longer threatening President Taft, or you didn't mean it originally as a threat.
I had nothing to do with the bath. I did not draw the bathwater. I didn't hold his little meaty little neck underwater.
Oh my gosh!
How do you know his neck is meaty?
I didn't watch the light go out in his eyes.
Seem to know a lot about this guy's neck.
All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is BTS, Permission to Dance on Stage. Is this a documentary about them, or is this like a
That looks like
movie.
It's like a production. Well, they're dancing around. I mean, it's interesting because didn't South Korea have because of COVID, you're not allowed to cheer. So they just did a concert where everybody just had to clap super loud because you're not allowed to like cheer and make noise and stuff.
Oh, whoa. That would be it's creepy to be in the audience with that.
Yeah, it's
right.
Restrictions.
Wow.
Let me talk about something a little more relevant. William Taft died of March 8th, 1930. There's no way Lizzie had anything to do with that.
Wait, what day was it?
March 8th, 1930.
Okay.
Oh, we just passed the anniversary.
Almost 100 years ago, so you're probably in the clear. Okay. Right on.
But I did lose my birth certificate.
Oh, shit. When? Moving or something?
I think I've just never really had it. Because one time a job said, and remember to bring in two forms of ID. And they said, you can't use this. It's a photocopy or something, you know?
Yeah.
All these documents, we're supposed to have them for life. Social security card?
I know.
I can't remember the last time I've seen my social security card or my birth certificate. I don't know if I've ever seen that. Am I ever going to need that?
You probably won't at this point, but like I have mine. I mean, it was always a thing. Like, where's your passport? Where's your birth certificate?
Right. You know?
it's like the stuff you keep in one of those fake belts when you go on vacation.
Right. Yeah. Pickpockets.
It's all in that. It's like it's all in a belt somewhere in a drawer. Like,
oh,
it's
perfect.
Still, like I'm going to use it sometime. Go somewhere with all of it.
You need proof you were born.
Yeah.
All right, coming in at number two.
Number two.
Uncharted. No relation to these charts.
I'm a friend of Sully's.
Sully doesn't have
no relation. Nothing they do in this movie. The Green Boys.
You are a collector.
Well, I dabble.
I'm dabble. My family has been looking for this fortune for a very long time.
I gotta tell you, like, the world of DVD is littered with just these movies made about video games.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, Prince of Persia, Tomb Raider, this kind of a thing.
Right. Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Are any of them good? Like, has there been a good one?
Yeah, I don't think there really has. I think like the first Mortal Kombat, I remember being like kind of entertained, but I couldn't ever say it was good. Like, I don't
Maybe in retrospect, that's a classic. I don't know.
Is that what that is, what we just watched?
Yeah, it's based on this video game, Uncharted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and all of these movies are based on really good games, and the movies always suck.
So movies always suck.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. It's like a curse.
I want to see Centipede.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was a hot movie. Centipede movie. The centipedes are coming.
Just one long string in the sky.
Doesn't Dune have one of those?
Centipede. Oh, yeah. There's worms or something.
Worms. All right. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
I think we all saw this coming. The Batman.
Light hits the sky.
Is there a Nirvana trailer?
It's not just a call.
Oh, there it is. You can hear it in the background.
It's a warning.
There it was. There it is.
I've been trying to reach you.
This is supposed to be one of the best ones, right?
Yeah, it's like gotten really good reviews. Wow. I really didn't think much of the trailers, but maybe I'll see it. I don't know.
Yeah, I watched the whole Twilight series during lockdown.
Oh, shit.
So I'm now pretty familiar with his repertoire.
Oh, he did the Twilight stuff?
Oh, yeah. That was his breakout, right?
Yeah, that's who Team Edward is all about.
Oh, Edward.
That guy.
Howard thought that was about the king, king.
Yeah, and I had Edward nothing to do with the death of King Edward. I'd like to say that publicly as well.
Lizzie's innocent, gang. Hashtag it.
How do those hold up, the Twilight movies? I haven't heard anyone talk about those for a while.
They're dark and slow.
Did you see them as well?
Anytime I've tried, I was just like, these high schoolers, and then one of them's a wolf. Like, it's just like, it was too much melodrama, and then I got to put up with, like, they're, like, blasé about that they turn into monsters and stuff. I think kind of missed me, but tell me, what did I miss? What happened there?
I guess I liked it enough to keep watching, you know?
What was good about it? Did you put yourself in those situations?
Well, I was like, okay, so because you become attracted to someone and then they turn into an animal. So that's confusing.
Yes. They stop faking it to get laid and then you see the real them. They're like, they're a monster.
But I also feel like kind of aesthetic. I kind of liked the aesthetic, you know?
Just kind of goth.
Yeah. But like it was like, goth with like touches of color, I think.
Right.
Yeah. I
remember
it.
Lost Boys kind of had that same vibe. Oh, yeah. Like teenagers and it's dark.
Right. I never watched that. I remember the Chinese food scene. I couldn't watch after that.
What happened with the Chinese food?
They were eating Chinese food and it turned into worms or something.
Oh, yeah. People shouldn't do that. Even when I'm on Reddit and I'm like, I'm eating, you know, and then you get to like somebody posted something disgusting. Like,
right.
Think about the eaters out there.
Right. It's like drunk driving. You just can't, you can't do other activities while you're eating that pose that risk.
Right.
That was number one?
Yeah, that was number one.
I guess 2008 is still considered the best one, you know, with the Scarecrow and Harvey Dent and then, you know, Christian Bale and Heath Ledger and all that.
Yeah, I never really liked the Christopher Nolan ones.
Brett, are you saying you would drunk drive while watching a video of someone like throwing up from drunk driving?
That's exactly what I said.
That's how I know this guy. That's the type of guy he is. Right on. Well, check out the Batman if you have the stomach for it. And we'll be right back with the Hot Picks.
The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The third chart is the Hot Picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks.
All right, these are the hot picks. We'll see if we did better than Spotify. See what kind of weird picks we came up with.
All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
We've got Howard's first pick. This is Takeoff, Rich the Kid with Crypto.
In the kitchen, they all bad. It was just me and Rokato.
Let's get it.
He missing, sitting him on a mission.
Mission.
My fingers itching because of binges.
Itching.
Ain't pulled up dirty in a minute.
Drink.
Don't worry about it, mind your business.
The fuck is you?
Serving OG like it's Wendy's.
OG,
I'm in their mouth, no dentist.
Dr. Lee,
give a fuck about an image.
Or what?
When we see them boys, we scrimmage.
Run.
Beam, bite, bussin'.
Damn.
Beat, bite,
bustin'. I didn't hear nothing yet about Crypto.
Yeah, he's holding cash, like in the video.
Man. Oh, boy.
So
yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I didn't hear about any, nothing, no Bitcoin, no Ether.
No.
What percentage of your holdings are in crypto, Lizzie?
Zero. I still haven't wrapped my head around it at all.
Right.
I tried to, I logged on to Binance.
Oh, nice. Okay, that's a start.
I created an account and then I stopped.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know. I'm not on there. That's deep. That's deep crypto. All right. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's just, it's finding its way into the rap songs. That usually means it's going to find its way into the rest of the culture.
Again, a kind of a ludicrous sound there.
Yeah.
All right. Coming in number four.
Number four.
This is my first pick. This is Jack White with Q-Tip. This is High to Ho.
What a pairing.
Yeah.
Said Jack, ain't you glad you dug my jive?
Have some of this Heidi Heidi Ho with me. Has some nicotine, it's a scream and it's free. Have it in your food, you can have it with your tea. As you're thinking and you're pondering and wonder what it be. Heidi Heidi Ho is a Callaway vibe. Wow. Where you're hip and you're clean and you ain't taking no jive. Speaking of jive, I think I was on a label that was a long time ago. That was a fable. Heidi Heidi Ho, when you're looking in your mirror, when you fit is legit and it can't get any clearer. You don't weave, you don't rave, the unanimous conclusion. Carrying the bad like Stevie Wonder with confusion.
I like this.
Yeah.
Same.
He's rapping on. He's got like Jack's mic settings on.
Right.
He jumped.
Sounds
on
like
Jack's
he just
mic.
Inhaled a balloon too.
I like that those two guys like each other enough to do songs together. That's cool.
Yeah, it's a cool pairing. I haven't heard from Q-Tip in a while.
It's almost like a better Gorillaz.
Oh, there you go. It does sound like Gorillaz.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put through a Matchbox amp.
Yeah.
All right.
You like that lo-fi stuff, Lizzie?
Yeah, I liked that. Yeah.
What music do you listen to? Show tunes?
I tend to like create playlists like based on like theme or mood, you know? So they're kind of all over the place.
Okay. Well, like emotional, like.
What, like what when you're about to kill a president.
I'm about to kill a president.
Taft oh, hit list.
What do I like to listen to when I'm about to. I don't know. I feel like it really is all over the place.
Right.
I wish I had a better.
Is there anything you don't like that you just detest?
It's tough to ask.
I kind of didn't like that musical theatery first song that we heard that was like, and I don't like too much of this.
Oh, okay.
We specifically played something she detested.
I don't like too much yogurt in the throat.
Oh, okay, there you go.
All right.
Too much growl. It's a good way to say it.
Yeah. All right. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Lizzie's pick. This is Lucky Day with Feels Like.
I like that. Could use that for a lot of things: cooking, exercise, sex.
Right.
I mean, that's an all-purpose.
Dog sitting,
glazing. Errands, chores.
That moment when you're adding the Epsom salt to the president's bathtub.
There you go.
Right.
Poisoning the leader of the free world. No, that's good. I like it. It's got a, you know, laid back kind of funk sound.
Mm. Yeah. It was kind of random. I'm very out of touch right now.
Do a cleanse and then jump back into the charts.
Okay. I love that.
Well, that was that like song, I think, was released yesterday. So that's very current.
Well, bringing us the fresh stuff. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is sort of like a Schrodinger's cat pick because I haven't heard this before. So
what color are those?
You don't know.
I know tabby. I know calico.
This it's the unknown color. So it's this is Red Hot Chili Peppers with Poster Child. This could be a hot or a deeply cold pick. Let's see here.
Boom, bang.
Richard Hell with dancing at the Taco Bell. When someone heard a rebel yell, I think it was an infidel. Adam, Matt, and Robert met the banter of a sycophant. And used to buy Ulysses Grant to record at the record.
Whoa, you gonna mention Taft?
At the riot squad. And if you want to be a mod, you'll have to meet me at the quad. You got the best of my logo. I'll take the rest of your show. Oh, you got the best of my yo-go. I'll take the rest of your yo-no. Parliament's automaton.
Wow.
Okay. Well, they're doing funk again.
Yeah. It seems like they just wait for him to find something a little unique with the vocals, and then they got to use that.
That's a lot of references.
Yeah.
You got Ulysses S. Grant, Yoko.
Yeah, he went to the weird letters. U, Y, probably he's got a Z in there.
I don't know how I feel about that. Because I like that, I mean, for so long, I wanted them to go back to like their older sound, like funkier sound. But then I'm not sure I actually like that attempt at it. I don't know.
Deep cut, maybe.
I don't know.
That one's more looking for your keys music.
I mean, it sounds like they're trying to break into some type of a new direction a little bit. I would give it a listen for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely been a while since we've heard them, you know, go back to funk. So we'll see where this goes. All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
This is Howard's pick. This is Ben Chapman with Kentucky Deluxe.
Place of Kentucky Deluxe. It's the cat that's always got my tongue. The turkey's tail and run. Well, then went down rougher than a can. She sure fanned fire up my flame. And I figured after one more I could handle. Walking up and asking you your name. So hey brother, how about one more of the same? I'm gonna need to double down on whiskey so I can muster up the kind of buzz. 3 miles at least to 50-50.
You know, whenever someone, most people hate country music because it always sounds like those dumb, quiet, you know, soft rock anthems or whatever.
Yeah.
And then whenever anybody says, I got real country for you, it's always depressing and it's always slow and it's always like overly important.
Yeah.
And then it's hard to find a song like this where it's like, it sounds traditional, but it's also upbeat and fun.
Yeah.
So that's why I picked that one. And this guy is brand new. Like, I mean, he's got like less than 1,000 followers on Twitter. Like, check him out. Ben Chapman.
Great song. Bust a rug, a term that he used.
I thought it was. The first 10 times I heard that song, I thought he was saying bust a rug. Because I thought he was saying, I want to drink the whiskey so I could dance tonight. Bust a rug, right? Cut a rug. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. And then I thought, oh, it's cut. Okay, cut.
That's it's really verb. Cut a rug. So then when I looked up the lyrics, he's really saying, so I could muster up that kind of buzz.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So you also heard bust a rug?
Yeah. I was like, because he goes, so I could bust a rug tonight at Bud's. I was like, Bud's must be the bar he's going to. But he said, muster up that kind of buzz. But
wow. Okay.
There you go.
Support, yeah, I like that.
wrote a good song.
Like, he kind of, he almost sounded like Tom Petty if Tom Petty was, you know, from Kentucky or something.
Yeah.
And he sounds like one of those like sarsaparilla guy, like,
yeah,
like the comic relief in a real old Western.
You know? Right.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was good. Yeah. It was like more traditional than we've heard in a little bit.
Yeah. It's, you know, not that anthem country. Go get a beer and a blonde-eyed girl.
I think the other thing that's off-putting sometimes about country is when they have too much of the twang, or the, it's like an off-putting like amount of twang in their voice.
Yeah.
And he had,
I know you
like
said
a,
that about Dolly Parton voice. And just kidding.
Dude, country singers.
You know what I mean?
I know.
Oh, well, Dolly Parton, and I wanted to do a joke about this actually. She has a new song that's like, here I am in the big city. I'm about to find out my destiny.
Yeah,
it's
run,
like,
Rose, run.
You've already found it.
I know.
Why is she? It's like this coming of age song.
It was like she's playing a character named Rose who's coming to Nashville to try to make it big.
Oh, okay. I was like, Dolly, you created a vaccine. You don't have to do this.
Hey, congrats to her. She turned down the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this week. They wanted to induct her, and she said, I don't want to split the votes. I don't deserve, you know, I haven't done enough to deserve to be in there to split votes from somebody. So she said no.
What?
I mean, it's great. She's not rock and roll. I mean, like,
yeah,
you know, it's like she never tried to be a rock artist. I mean, she's got pop songs, 9 to 5 and I Will Always Love You, but I think it's doing more for the museum than it does for her, you know?
I didn't know that it was, like, still strictly rock and roll.
It's not, because they have rappers and stuff, but...
Yeah.
Mm.
All right.
I mean, Joshua, the song Joshua, it leans into hard rock.
Does it? Some guitars come in? Rick Wakeman does a synth solo? Right now, but Lizzie, this was fun to have you on.
We're so
excited
fun.
To see what's going to come of In Your Hands.
Yes, your I podcast. Can't wait. You guys have to come on at some point.
I love that idea. It's rare to hear like a new podcast concept that is like really hooky like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
right on.
That's a great idea.
Thank you. I'm excited about it. I hope I don't ruin my life in the process, but
yeah,
I'll
be
see.
Careful with
hope
it.
The listeners don't ruin it. Pick some good right. stuff for Lizzie.
Yeah, seriously.
Right on and start.
Yeah, sign up for Comedy Bang Bang World. Get yourself a vinyl record, Improv for Humans for Music, from Newberry Comics. And that's it.
Right on. Check out Griftors, me and Megan Beth Keister. That's over on SoundCloud. Check out Drop Day Duel. There was a Bryan Adams album on Drop Day Duel this past week. And one of the songs has a 2-minute John Cleese introduction.
Really?
Yeah, like 2 minutes of John Cleese. And then it kicks into a Bryan Adams song. The world didn't know they needed that. But check that out. It's called Kick Ass on his new album.
Kick Ass. Okay.
Check that out, and we will see you right here next week on
Who Charted.